Alaska's delegation to Congress writes bills every year to transfer or sell federal land to local governments and Native corporations. In late May, Senator Lisa Murkowski sponsored one public land divestment bill for Alaska that's particularly far-reaching. APRN's Liz Ruskin took a look and found it's even more expansive than the senator intended.
Congress in 1971 promised Cook Inlet Region Incorporated more than 1 million acres of land. SERI Senior Vice President for Land, Ethan Schutt, says the corporation is still trying to get its final 43,000 acres, but all of the good income-producing land in the region is spoken for.
So we're kind of fighting and scratching and clawing to try to find something that is reasonable and has economic potential to fulfill the 45-year-old promise made to our shareholders.
Schutt says SERI has its eye on some federal acreage outside the region, but it needs a new law to make the government hand it over. To help SERI, Senator Lisa Murkowski filed the ANCSA Improvement Act in May. The bill does a lot of things, but one section would open up vast amounts of land all over the state for SERI to choose from. SERI would be allowed to select land from National Wildlife Refuges and the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. National parks, monuments, and the Arctic Refuge would be off limits. Asked if there are other limitations in her bill, Murkowski thought there were.
In that, you're saying that SERI can select lands within NPRA, within any refuge except ANWR, without regard to any kind of conservation measures that are in place? For example,
they can
select wilderness or no?
No, they can't. They can't.
Wilderness, as a federal designation, is land that receives the highest level of protection. After further questions to her staff, a Murkowski spokesman later said nothing in the bill now would prevent SERI from selecting wilderness, but he said the senator intends to add such limits later. The SERI legislation is just one part of a 12-part bill that would open up federal land for Native corporations to select and, in some cases, require the government to convey certain selections within refuges. One paragraph likely to attract attention would require the Interior Secretary to give a small piece of the Arctic Refuge near Kaktovik to the Native corporation for that village. Andy Motoro of the Alaska Wilderness League says the bill is a concern for conservation groups.
Because of how broad the legislation is, it seems that many areas that have earned protections over the years would be up for grabs.
Are we trying to engender additional controversy? Absolutely not.
Schutt, the SERI vice president, doesn't want to say yet what land they hope to obtain, but he says they are aiming for selections near other Native corporation land.
And we're trying to look at areas that are potentially within National Wildlife Refuges or NPRA, but not brand new holdings deep within the heart of some conservation unit.
This isn't the first time SERI has tried to expand its land pool beyond the low-value lands it says it was left with, which corporate lore describes as mountaintops and glaciers. In 1976, it won the right to select up to half its acreage from elsewhere in the state. Schutt, though, says that legislation has conditions that make it impractical for getting the final 43,000 acres. The 1976 law, for instance, says the Secretary of the Interior must agree to give up the land SERI wants. Murkowski's new bill says the Secretary can't stand in SERI's way. Murkowski's committee, Senate Energy and Natural Resources, hasn't had a hearing on the bill yet. Environmental groups are on the lookout for pieces of it that might be added as riders to other bills. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.